Hello students, welcome back to the V lecture series on strategic management. Today we are moving into chapter 9 on strategy implementation. In the last chapter we had seen, the lecture was about strategy formulation. Strategy formulation process is a very integral part of the strategic management process, which is a very important thing consider the various tools that will help you to formulate a strategy. These tools are SWOT analysis and SWOT matrix. SWOT analysis actually brings clarity about your organization's internal capabilities and map them with the external requirements, in terms of opportunities and threats. The internal capabilities are strengths and weaknesses. How do you build those, areas which you see, which will support your strategy, support your vision, in order to address the market opportunities and ward off and protect your organization from potential threats. So these, that's very important. So you've seen that particular, strategy formulation process, and then as a result of the strategy formulation process, you come out with strategic alternatives, and then you clearly arrive at the best fit strategic alternatives for your organization to meet your strategy and vision. It is also important that the organization needs to demonstrate high level of code of ethics and conduct and have an obligation towards corporate social responsibility. So this is in short about strategy formulation chapter. Now we are going to talk about strategy implementation chapter. So let's move on to strategy implementation. What are the learning objectives from this chapter? We will talk about how to understand different approaches to strategy implementation, because strategy implementation is the most critical, crucial thing, because if the strategy has to become successful, the strategy implementation is the key. It could be a strength, it could be the weakest link, in the overall process, strategy management process. So strategy implementation, a good strategy can be there, but if it is not implemented properly, then your organization is not going to gain any advantage. To understand the formulation of organization structure, so you have formulated a strategy, what kind of organization structure you need to put in place, not the other way around. To understand the communication strategy, communication plays a critical role in the implementation of strategy, so we'll see what kind of communication strategy you need to have. To choose the right organization structure to reflect the strategy, you need to put the right organization structure. To understand the organization culture, leadership and change management. Culture plays a critical role. The ability to manage change and challenges over a period of time during the implementation process, it becomes a critical process. And the leadership team has the highest level of responsibility and accountability in the strategy implementation, because it has to start from the top management and it percolates down to the last employee in the organization. So everybody has to be included. Everybody has to understand the vision. Everybody has to understand what are the strategic objectives and why those strategic objectives are being adopted. The communication should very clearly articulate the purpose of it, because otherwise the ownership will be missing. And you need to provide resources. You need to make investments. You have to take everybody along. The leadership is all about taking everybody along, and that's how the strategy succeeds. To know the top changes in strategy, what are the changes you will bring about on the course of strategy implementation, because there are things changing in the external environment or some internal environment changes are happening. So how do you address those challenges or address those changes? And then what kind of course correction that you will be making in the strategy formulation. So this is a very dynamic process where the strategic managers have to constantly review and evaluate where do they stand, and then control the whole process in the towards execution. So let's start by asking, what is strategy implementation? During strategy implementation, strategic managers face a number of challenges, issues. Such issues need to be considered in advance. You have to know these are the risks, these are the challenges, these are the things that I need to consider during the course of strategy implementation. So it's part of the strategic management team's responsibility to understand proactively what are those changes, what are those issues, what are those challenges that I need to consider in advance. Post formulation, only a solid execution of strategy can keep the organization business sustainable growing. So this is what I said in the beginning. Solid execution, you need to take the whole organization along. The whole strategy has to become inclusive with every employee in the organization, every stakeholder in the organization. You need to probably communicate to the market, this is what my vision is, this is what I'm trying to achieve, and this is what I'm trying to give it back to the society. This is what the customers will benefit from. This is what the employees will, create value for themselves and also for the organization. This is how the shareholders will get the benefit in terms of returns and dividends and, stock market value, valuation of the company. So these critical things that one should know from the beginning. So a solid execution is a crucial component of the strategy management process. First, this is the first step in implementation process is creating appropriate organization structure that supports the implementation. So you need to have a proper appropriate organization structure that will support the organization. So let's see what are the different types of org structures that you can think of. How do you design an organization structure keeping consistency with the strategy that you put in place? That's very important. The strategy, the mission, vision, mission, strategy, and the structure. So this is the sequence of the implementation that you'll be talking about. Strategy execution is critical. So I'm just bringing in a quote by Jamie Dimon, CEO and chairman of JP Morgan Chase & Company. He said, "I would rather have a first-rate execution and second-rate strategy anytime than a brilliant idea and a mediocre management and no execution." Or, execution is not robust, it's not solid enough to give thrust that the company needs to make a forward momentum. So you need to have a clear strategic execution, and you can have a average kind of a strategy, but with a first rate execution you'll be able to deliver more value than a first rate strategy and a second rate execution. So I think the importance of a strategy execution and implementation is very clearly seen, the difference between why it is so important, it is even more important than strategy formulation. What are the approaches to strategy implementation? Formulation of strategy and structure at corporate, so implementation starts with corporate structure, business unit level structure, and functional level structure. So that is the first thing you need to put in place. You need to have the structure. You need to design the structure. You need to make an optimal structure which will help in the strategy execution process. The structure costs optimum money to the organization and then maximize the returns. So that is the design that you need to look at, organization design. Measure the strategy through setting up of key performance indicators. As I said in the previous chapter, and the beginning of the chapter, every objective has to be KPI'd. It has to be clearly metrics driven. When we move into the next chapter, evaluation and control, it's all about baselining, benchmarking, evaluation and control. And then revisiting those parameters from time and again in order to ensure that you are reflecting the true reality of what the market and then what your vision, what your strategic objectives are. That should be consistent. Then how do you report progress to the board and how the management of a company has the responsibility of reporting back to the board. These are the key result areas. These are the strategies that you're following and these are the results achieved. So that's why the strategic implementation, the strategic execution process becomes far more important in any organization in the overall strategic management process. Making decisions and setting the directions towards the planned destination. This is what we said. What kind of decisions you'll make at different points in time? How do you make the decisions? Do you have data points? Do you have the knowledge and wisdom to take decisions which will put the organization in the right course of action, right course of forward movement at any point in time? So setting the direction, towards a planned destination. This is what we want to achieve. This is how we'll achieve in the next 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, and 5 year from now. Our revenue is this 100 crore, and we want to become 500 crore company in the next 5 years. So that's the kind of growth we are planning. So let's talk about that. Identification of strategic projects. So from the strategic alternatives that you arrive at from the strategy formulation process, how do you arrive at the strategic projects and create a PMO, project management office, to ensure that the strategic objectives and strategic projects are implemented as per the timeline, as per the budget, as per the scope, as per the and the, with the quality of execution defined in the beginning. Align the strategic projects to the strategies and goals of the organization. Every project has a very clear deliverable. Every project has very clear KPIs. Every project has very clear strategic objectives. So strategic objectives, KPIs, and clear deliverables at the end of the day. So these are how the strategic projects are measured, and they are aligned, you know, with each other. Developing capability internally to manage the projects. How do you, so from the SWOT analysis, we have clearly seen the areas of development. How do you build those capabilities internally to manage those projects? So that is very important. The capability could be a PMO capability, project management office. There are 6 strategic projects which are happening at any point in time, at a given point in time. And you need to have a project manager or a program manager who's managing it, and then very clearly controlling the scope of that particular engagement or the scope of that particular strategic project. Given the timelines, given the quality, given the budget, and unit operated within, operate the strategic projects within those constraints. Clear articulation and communication of the strategies of paramount importance. How do you articulate and how do you clearly communicate to your employees, and this is what my company's vision is, this is the strategy, and this is the purpose, and this is how we are going to deliver, and this is what, these are the strategic options in front of the company, and we are going to deliver it, we are going to execute it, you know, ruthlessly and relentlessly going forward. And we need cooperation from every employee, and we need every employee to own and, you know, be accountable for their part of the KRA, their part of the functional KRAs. So I think that communication has to go from the top management, and have constant interactions at the functional unit level managers, business unit level managers, the middle level, the line managers, the middle level managers, and the junior level management. So the whole entire hierarchy of the organization has to be aligned, inconsistent with, be consistent with the vision, strategy, objectives, and the KRAs. Aligning individual roles to overall strategy, and that they make meaningful contribution to strategy implementation process. So this is what I said, every employee has to align with the overall strategy, and their KRAs and KPIs should be clearly you know, defined from the beginning. This is how broadly, you know, if you talk about the KRAs, there are 4 KRAs: financial performance, client experience, operational excellence, and people and culture. So the functional alignment to these 4 KRAs will depend on how this particular, you know, employee is going to contribute in which areas of this, you know, the overall KRA system. Then the weightage of individual KPIs will be accordingly given. So that's the alignment of individual roles. Individual roles have to fit it into the overall KRA, you know, overall strategy, and then they make meaningful contribution to the company's implementation process, strategy implementation process. Reward and recognition. How do you design an incentive system and a reward and recognition system for performance? You know, people who perform should deliver on those KRAs and help in the effective implementation of the strategy. So this has to be very clearly defined. By achieving this KRA 100%, you will be gaining this. If you are achieving 110%, this is what the incentive system is. This is, so you can have different plans. You can have short-term incentive plans, you can have long-term incentive plans, you can have you know, key talent programs, you can have special incentive programs. So you can come out with your own you know, rewards and recognition in order to ensure, motivate, and you know, encourage people to participate in the strategy implementation process. Organization structure. Organization structure is the most critical component of the strategy implementation process. If you don't design an organization structure which is aligned with the strategy, you're not you are actually not going to do well in your strategy implementation, because you need to support the strategy, the structure need to support the strategy implementation. That's what we have, you know, we are looking at. Operationalization of strategy requires an effective structure and its key elements. These are the following are the key elements, you know. One is org structure. How do you design an org structure? What is relevant for your strategy? Delegation of authority. How do you empower people to take decisions in the overall decision-making process? Decision-making process is very important in the forward movement, in the execution of strategy. If you don't take decision, you are not moving forward. You are going to stand in one place, probably you are going to remain or lag behind in terms of the strategy execution. So delegation of authority to create more, you know, empowerment within the leadership team, the BU managers, the SBU managers, the functional unit managers, the line managers. So different levels of delegation of authority will have to be clearly designed. Mobilization and allocation of resources. How do you mobilize and allocate the resources depending on where, which has to go where within the organization, whether it is business unit or functional unit or line management. Responsibility matrix is very important. You need to create a responsibility matrix in terms of, you know, the clear decision-making process. So responsibility lies with that particular line man, you know, level of leadership team. So you cannot wait for the CEO to take decision for each and everything in an organization. What will happen? The organization, it will take many days, many weeks, and many months to take a decision to in the decision-making process. Do you think that the organization will be able to execute the strategy in time? I don't think so. So responsibility matrix and accountability, clearly accountability is set in the process. Information and communication flows, which I've talked about it. How do you get information? How do you communicate back to the teams, all stakeholders within and you know, outside the organization about how the organization is progressing and what level of visibility you need to create with the clear credentials associated with each and every level of market engagement, and also the engagement with internal and external stakeholders, because you have to really create that visibility. If your organization is doing a particular project, a very prestigious project, then how do you create visibility? So how do you create a branding for yourself? If you are initiating a corporate social responsibility program, then how does the market look at it? What kind of impact you're going to make it in that particular initiative? So information and communication flow and the progress of strategy execution within the internal employees is very important. Employees should get motivated, should get encouraged to have more participation in the strategy execution process. How do you design policies and guidelines from day one? So you need to have clear policies and guidelines, and these are all part of it. But there are many areas that you need to cover in the policies and guidelines about the strategy execution. The most important thing is evaluation and control. As I said, once the strategy formulation is clearly created, the strategic structure is created from an organization standpoint, you clearly come out with objectives and KRAs and KPIs. So you will do a baselining where you stand today and clearly benchmark with the industry and your competition, and clearly the destination or the milestone that you want to achieve the next 1 year or 2 year or 3 year. So you will have clear milestone year for year one, milestone for year two, milestone for year three. These are the areas that financial performance or client experience or operational excellence or people and culture, I need to achieve these KPIs against these four KRAs, year one, year two, year three. So these have to be very clearly defined. So evaluation control, from an overall project execution, the strategy execution process, it becomes a very important process in the overall strategic management. So now let's talk about certain things that the organizations might use in order to build how do you go into the execution mode? So you've set for yourself, I need to move from 100 crore to 300 crore in the next 3 years. So you build the intermediate milestones and then break it down into strategic objectives and initiatives. And an AOP, annual operating plan exercise, is being carried out in most organizations. These are combined activity from the top management as well as from the frontline field force. So it is a top-down approach and a bottom-up approach. So both will come together. There will be gap, and then you completely align, lock in your plans, your budget plans, your annual operating plans, in order to take the company from level A to level B, and level B to level C, level C to level D. These are the next 3-year journey that the company wants to go in its financial performance, client experience, operational excellence, and people and culture. So that is a systematic process of development. The AOP brings focus among the stakeholders within the organization, right? So there is a connect between the top management and the various employees who participate in the execution process. The ownership will be created, in the overall AOP building exercise. Clarity of purpose and understanding of AOP is key influencing factor for implementation of strategy. So that's why I said communication of the purpose, why this strategy is being evaluated, why a merger and acquisition, why do you move into new geographies, why do you get into new products and services, why do you get into acquiring a company, why do you get into expanding your footprint in the international market, why do you acquire a company in the international market. So the clarity of purpose and understanding of AOP is a key influencing factor in the implementation of strategy. AOP becomes a framework for monitoring and reviewing of the progress. So it's also a tool by the budget making exercise, also provides a framework for monitoring and reviewing on a monthly, quarterly, and half yearly and yearly basis. So thereby you'll know how your organization is progressing on each of those parameters, each of those KRAs and KPIs. What is the importance of annual operating plan? Annual objectives are developed in collaboration with the managers, the frontline managers, as also the top management. So there is an interlock which happens as part of the process. It's a 3-month process. If your financial year is from April to March, this activity starts sometime in December of the current financial year, so that the next financial year annual operating plan gets built in the period between December, January, February. By March, you're completely locked, frozen your annual operating plan for the next financial year. So your team is completely ready for taking from day one. When the new financial year starts in April, you are able to go to market, you have a clear strategy, you have a clear objectives. So these objectives clearly known from at least for 3 months before the financial year ends. So you are not coming under some shock. Hey, my management is asking me to do something in the month of April. Already the month has begun, the year has begun. I need a lead time of some time to react and respond to such new plans. So that complaint will not be there. Everybody will be on board. Everybody will know that this is a critical thing. And I have participated in the annual operating plan making exercise, and I can participate in the implementation as well. Effective annual objectives become the essential link between strategic intentions and operational realities. So effective annual objectives, you have to have effective KPIs. These become essential link between the strategic intentions and operational realities. So one intent is this: I want to expand my market share from 10% to 12%. For that incremental 2%, what are the activities you will be implementing in the market? So that becomes a reality. Your implementation becomes a reality. So it becomes a clear linkage between these two strategic objectives and strategic implementation realities.